Yemen's warring sides have agreed to swap hundreds of prisoners as a goodwill gesture. A former regime official says 265 of their forces will be exchanged with 360 Ansarla members held in Aden. The swap will be done on the border between the former South and North Yemen following tribal mediation. Russia says Moscow and Washington have agreed on certain points in the fight against Daesh. This follows talks between the Russian Foreign Minister and the U.S. Secretary of State. The Russian Foreign Ministry, however, says serious issues are unresolved over ways to end the Syria crisis. Syrian army forces are pressing ahead with their mop-up operations against terrorist groups. Syrian military officials say they've managed to capture Nuba Mountains in the northwestern Latakia province, which borders Turkey. Syrian media say al-Nusra terrorists and FSA militants are now fleeing the area. People have rallied in the Bulgarian capital, Sofia, to demonstrate against Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu's visit to the country. The protesters accused Turkey of supporting terrorist groups in Syria. They slammed Ankara's actions as, quote, aggression against Syrians. Over 200,000 doctors and medics across Italy are on strike over budget cuts. The 24-hour walkout is affecting 40,000 planned operations and 2 million consultations. The strikers say the government went back on its promise and slashed over $2.2 billion from a sum previously agreed on by regional and local administrations. Police in Chicago have made several arrests during a protest against the killing of a black teenager shot by two officers last year. Laquan McDonald was shot 16 times, and the video of his killing was kept from the public until last month. The protesters demanded justice from authorities. And Israeli forces have killed two Palestinians and injured several others near Ramallah. Tel Aviv says a Palestinian youth was shot dead after running over three Israeli soldiers. His death sparked angry protests, which led to clashes with Israeli forces. At least one other Palestinian was killed in those clashes.